righty, we are back. Beautiful day in the neighborhood here on the Austin Road Show. And I have a very special guest I want to introduce you folks to. And this is a product. And this is not, whenever I get asked about having business people on the air, I always get accused of putting someone on that is either buying time or bribing us or something. And nothing in the world is further from the truth. This lovely young lady did bring two beautiful samples of her product, which I'm glad, because I've never tasted this before. And I can honestly tell you, it is some of the most intriguing alcohol product that I've ever had. I'm a big fan, as you know. My friends over at Toast Wine and Beverage introduced me to Margaritaville's coconut tequila a few years ago. And that stuff is phenomenal. And I didn't realize I'd be such a big fan. I was never a big fan of liqueurs. They were always far too pungent and I don't know, fake tasting, if I could use the word. The Margaritaville coconut tequila is just fantastic. And I think I have found the vodka equivalent of that. If you're a fan of peaches, holy cow, Fruitland Augusta's peach vodka is amazing. And Yuri Kato is joining us. And Yuri's got a fascinating personal story, which we don't need to get into right now, except to say you're from Japan.
Yes, sir.
And so you're a Georgia peach by choice.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And you've been in the South for most of the time that you've been in America. She was introduced to the South as a foreign exchange student in high school and made the decision to come back to America to go to college.
Yes.
And you ended up spending a few years right out of school at CNN working in the design department.
Yes.
She graduated with an art degree from Atlanta School of Art, and which is now Savannah College of Art and Design.
Mm-hmm.
They moved to the beach like most smart Atlanta people do. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How long have you been working with Fruitland Nurseries?
Well, we were just celebrating the first anniversary in August. August is also National Peach Month, so
that's right.
It's such an appropriate month to celebrate our first anniversary. But it took us about 4 years to do this whole research on Georgia peaches. Before we did this, we were an agency helping other distilled spirits companies. And about 5-6 years ago, we decided let's do our own brand. And I wanted to do something really small, something regional. And at that time, I was living West Coast, and this was my ticket back to Georgia. And when you hear Georgia, you hear Peach State. So I wanted to do something peachy. And as soon as we started to do research, that really took us here, because Augusta, indeed, is the birthplace of Georgia peaches. And it was started by Mr. Berkmans, Prosper Berkmans, who was known as the father of Georgia peaches.
Well, and I mentioned that a little while ago. P.J. Berkmans basically is the man that tied Georgia and peaches together.
Yes.
And I was making a joke a little while ago, but it is true. He saw what was going on with the peaches in Edgefield. And, of course, at Fruitland Nurseries, they had tied into the free water supply coming in off the Savannah River. And he knew with that water and, you know, his expertise that he could take it to the next level. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
300 different varieties of peaches at the Fruitland Nurseries alone, right?
300 different peaches, yes.
Yeah.
But he was also, when he first came to Georgia in 1850, there were only 100,000 peach trees throughout the state of Georgia, mainly on a family farm. But by the time he passed away in 1910, throughout his life, on that Fruitland property, he actually planted more than 3 million peach trees. So that's why he's the person who really, you know, started this whole Georgia peach culture. And that just happened to be the land where we know as Augusta National today. And what's really more interesting is that his original residence survived, and it's their clubhouse.
Clubhouse,
today.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, listen, the conversation about basing the distillery here in Augusta took place about 5 or 6 years ago, I think it was. Wasn't it that long?
Well, we approached the city government about a year and a half ago. So
a year and a half ago? I thought it was further. I thought it was longer ago than that.
I think other people have.
Oh, you're talking about your company. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to do a number of years ago. There was a company, and apparently it wasn't Fruitland, that wanted to put a small batch vodka and distilled spirits facility on Sandbar Ferry Road. And the Augusta City Commission, rather than treated as a manufacturing facility, treated it as a bar, which the damnedest thing, I can't get my brain around that. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. And because of the political rhubarb that they ran into, the company didn't come here. And so, you know, you've got, I don't know where they are or who they were exactly, but they're doing their business somewhere else. You guys ran into a similar roadblock, and you didn't take the time to fight it that they did. You just moved on to another facility. Where is the Fruitland Augusta batch being made now?
Well, it is made with real Georgia peaches, but we have to take all the ingredients down to Florida, and then we bring it back. So you want
to change that eventually.
Absolutely.
You? And you want to do it here if you can.
Absolutely. We're an Augusta-based company, and this brand is really all about Mr. Bergman's legacy and Georgia peaches. And we want to spread the word. The Georgia peach culture really started here in Augusta.
Absolutely.
Augusta is more than golf, so we've loved to be bottling here. But when we first came here about a year and a half ago, we were shut down. But we realized, you know, we can't just walk into this lovely southern town and start demanding the law to change just for us. We realized that we have to show them.
But dear lady, you can if you've got a good idea. I'm not trying not to. I'm not talking to anybody, but what I want to make sure that you understand is you have friends and allies that can have conversations with people that you need. I mean, I'm hoping that there's some Columbia County-based politicians that are listening right now.
Yes.
How many people are employed at the plant that makes this beverage?
It depends on the bottling size or bottling facility. When we bottle this, we bottle 1,000 cases at a time. So it's not a big operation, but it certainly will employ quite a bit of people out here if we were to bring that process over to
And again, if it's successful, then it would expand undoubtedly.
Absolutely.
And goodness knows how many cool things you could come up with.
Right. And also distilled spirits. We are one of the most heavily taxed consumer products in the United States.
No doubt.
I'm sure the state or counties, they can certainly take advantage of that as well.
All right. Well, the Fruitland Augusta vodkas, they're peach, and it's Georgia peach flavored vodka, and then the Georgia peach tea flavored vodka, and both of them are wonderful. You suggest with the Georgia peach tea flavored vodka to mix that with lemonade.
Yes, that's exactly what T-Bone's location on Washington Road and Evans, they're doing that throughout this month. And we're really excited about it because that T-Bone's Washington location used to be a part of Fruitland Nursery's property.
Right. Absolutely.
So they are serving what we call Augusta Lemonade, which is Fruitland Augusta Georgia peach tea vodka and lemonade. Very refreshing, peachy, boozy version of Arnold Palmer, basically.
Okay. Well, once again, it's available in all the local liquor stores, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
And hopefully in the very near future, you guys can have the right conversations with the right folks. And if Augusta doesn't want you, Columbia County shouldn't. And if they don't, then maybe Lincoln County or Burke County should. I just can't imagine in this day and age anyone turning their nose up at this business. I mean, that's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I appreciate you bringing by a few samples today as well.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. I had to cut my sampling off until I get home because I'm going to drive safely on the way home. But this really, the flavor is just overwhelmingly good.
Thank you.
And I'm a fan of peaches anyway. Again, it's not a liqueur in that it's heavy and overly sweet, which
right.
is great, but it's got the essence of peach.
It's real Georgia peaches.
Absolutely. Well, Yuri, thank you so much. And again, you got a website, fruitlandaugusta.com. Check out the website and more information about that. And they do have an office here in Augusta, Fruitland Augusta at fruitlandaugusta.com. Thank you, dear. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.